Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. Month 7 is cruising along the trail as we inch towards its halfway mark. The territory has remained in a summary way over the past week. Going into this week's scoop, the hot temperatures and humidity of July's first segment have mellowed into more normal North Country ranges. While the human comfort level has improved, folks in some areas of the upper trail are getting increasingly tense about the dry landscape. The Gunflint Lake neighborhood and northward went another week with scant precipitation. At Wildersmith, moisture recorded could not reach the tenth of an inch mark on the gauge. Couple this measly amount with less than 2/10 from the week previous, and a crunchy forest fuel load is easily understood. Meanwhile, spotty sections down the trail got a good dose around Firecracker Day, easing concerns down that way for the time being. With wildfire danger approaching the extreme level, it would seem governing agencies should invoke complete burning bans before someone or something sets the forest on fire. Adding to nervous thoughts regarding our dry situation have been several days of smoke in the air. While smellers were taking note early in the siege, it came to full bore last Sunday when billows came rolling southward from fires in the northwest of Ontario. In lieu of waiting for rain to fall and smoke to lift, I would suggest area residents do some preparedness work by wetting down their properties every couple days or so with that wildfire sprinkler system. Building an umbrella dome of humidity within the system's perimeter offers a good measure of protection. Border country heads towards the monthly midpoint with the Ojibwe halfway moon in a few days. Along with this monthly lunar celebration, the Gunflint community is looking forward to excitement of the 43rd annual canoe races. Wednesday the 17th is a big day on the waterfront at Gunflint Lodge. Activities get underway at 4:30 with the food tent opening, presentation of silent auction items, and a 6 o'clock call for the first race. Organizers are hoping for a big turnout once again as the event works to raise funds in support of our great volunteer fire and EMS crews. Tickets for the grand prize drawing remain on sale throughout the business community and during the night of the event. This year's winning ticket holder will take home a splendid Winona kayak. Just as this event takes center stage, another highly important happening will be ending its run. However, as this scribing hits the air, the Radio of 2,000 Lakes membership drive is in the middle of its six-day journey. If listeners haven't already re-upped or plan to join anew, the time has come to take the plunge into the cool of Northland Community Radio. Dive in. Broadcasting opportunities are beckoning for your support. It's WTIP.org to join online. Toll free at 1-800-473-9847, 387-1070 locally, or stop in at 1712 West Highway 61 to make your pledge. Don't wait. Keep the WTIP radio connection at the top of its game. Every contribution matters. Unscheduled activities continue along the trail. Most noteworthy have been some recent larcenous reports of bears in mid-trail neighborhoods. I'm told bear break-ins have been confirmed at a number of residences. It's a good bet hungry Bruins are being tempted by human carelessness of some sort. Everyone can help in this matter by taking in those bird feeders and securing odorous refuse. Remember, bears will not be a problem if we are not a problem. Other reported animal goings-on have not been so raucous and have often made for interesting photo ops. Included are sightings of wolves, fox, coyotes, moose, bear, and white-tailed fawns. A report came to me telling of a big wolf stroking a long-distance swim on Gunflint Lake, while a subsequent sharing told of two beavers doing some unusual saplings harvests along the shore just down lake from Wildersmith. Yet another happening involves the Wildersmith woodchuck, who was caught dining amongst a quartet of squirrels the other morning. What a remarkable fivesome. The Gunflint community is mourning the loss of two neighbors. Longtime residents Paul Kellenberger and Robert Einsweiler have recently passed from our midst. Both of these gentlemen were deeply respected and involved in the community. To their survivors and friends, sincerest of condolences are extended from our Gunflint Trail family. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great in the calming of forest green.